This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Aileen Drexler.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I'm on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Aileen, and today's Dear DST episode, I am rejoined by Samantha Sage, PR, and welcome back, Sammy.
Hello, hello, thank you. Aileen, you're hello. The PR machine. It's Aileen PR machine.
I'm actually not like a good PR machine, but I'll
no,
go with
it. No, you are.
At the same time, your name lends itself to be a PR machine.
It does.
Mine
it
doesn't.
Does. If you want to have a firm, I could have the name and you could do
you
all
can
the
have
work.
The
How's that?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What's up?
So wait, well, first, before what's up, I just want to, for anybody who decided to listen to today's episode but did not listen to last week's episode, pause right now and go listen to Sunday's episode because I announced that today actually is my last official episode as host.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
It must be weird for someone who didn't hear that the first, you know, they just
yeah.
Imagine someone tunes in, their first episode is this one. This is my last episode as host.
Yeah. So the last episode we kind of explained why I'm kind of decided to do this and what's gonna happen to DST. Hint or spoiler alert, we have new hosts and they're going to be great and they are starting next week. So crazy. But
the end of an
era. That's the news, end of an era. And we're just going to do our last Dear DST with you guys. But again, this isn't the last you'll hear of us. We'll still be on Back for Seconds and Sammy and I will still exist at Betches. And if you want to hear me and Sammy, you obviously can listen to Morning Announcements and The Sup. And also Sammy and I co-host with Jordana the At Betches podcast, which is out every Thursday. So go listen to that. So Samantha, what is your win of the week? What's okay. your DST win?
Okay. As you know, I told you earlier, I can't remember what my actual win was supposed to be, but I'm going to come
she
up with another
one. She comes prepared for the last episode.
No, I really – I'll think about it another time.
You'll think about it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll include it on the next Back for Seconds. My second place win, my silver medal win is actually really, really good. So as you know, we're moving to the burbs. We're moving to Long Island. And
suburbia.
As the whole process has just been truly so disorganized and abysmal. And I think that in certain circumstances, this would have been like intolerable for me. Like I would not have been able to go about my day with feeling anything other than like just so annoyed about this and like just raging about how this was like pushed back a month and it's ridiculous. And like, I would be just all over the situation. And this morning I woke up to the texts of Avi and our attorney and all the emails of them discussing this. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I just can't, I cannot be concerned. I can't like get angry about it. And I guess maybe it's not a win in the sense that like it just naturally – like I didn't have to suppress my anger or anything. But I do feel like happier that I at least feel slightly more at peace about it.
That's great. I mean, I think that it is a win because your initial reaction was, I don't really think it's worth my emotions.
Yeah, I just can't get it up for this one.
Can't get it up. I can't get it up for this one. That's a really funny way to think about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. So what are you going to do for those 11 days?
Our building's just going to let us stay, I'm sure. They're like very chill about everything.
Are you sure?
I'm like 99% positive.
Have you asked?
I'll have people ask. It's fine though. They haven't rented it out. Like, I actually think he already did ask.
Yeah. So like, what is it? Let live and let Avi.
Yeah. Live and let Avi.
Live and let Avi.
I've definitely been like a very integral part of this process in many ways. So.
No, I mean, you know, in this specific.
In this scenario. Yeah.
Problem solving.
Yeah. He's doing it. He's on top of it. We have a very nice building, thankfully. But yeah, I don't really know why they're – I don't understand. But it's great. So no complaints. What is your non-scale win, Aileen?
What is my win? My win is really that this episode is happening. The last episode for me, DST, is happening. Not because like I'm so excited to like – no, because yes, because I am excited to pass the, like we said, baton to new hosts. And I've been doing this show, we've been doing this show for like 3 years. I've been doing it for, or no, we did it for 4 years. I've been doing it for, no.
Four and a half.
I don't know.
I did it for a little less than 4 years, and you did it for a little more than 4 years.
More than 4 years, yeah. And I'm just kind of ready. And so that's
four
my win.
Four
I'm
years.
Kind of.
Four years.
Can't chant that. She's not here.
I'm kidding.
And I was really nervous to share the news. And I'm honestly, we're recording this before the news is out. And I'm nervous for that as well. But I'm kind of like you. I'm just like, I'm let live and let Avi. Like, just gonna
can't get it up for this one.
No, I can get it up for this one, but I can't really. I'm like, I'm just, this is it, this is the decision I made, and I'm happy about the decision, I'm confident in the decision, I'm excited for new people to come, and I'm excited for this new chapter of DST, and just of Betches, and yeah, but I'm nervous for like, oh my God, is something wrong? Like, no, nothing is wrong.
All the
this
speculation.
This is all positive. The speculation, this is all positive. There's nothing to speculate, I promise.
Yeah.
There's no drama. It's just next phase.
Right. Let's address the speculation. There's like truly, it's just so undramatic. It's boring.
The speculation that may come. We don't know. Maybe it's just gonna be like, yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Well, just maybe it won't come now since we addressed it. Yeah, so true. Just overall, you're taking the Helen Harris III philosophy on growing and changing. Meaning like if you're growing.
Who's Helen Harris III?
Who's Helen Harris III?
Wait. Who's Helen? Wait, oh, from like Bridesmaids.
So she believes that if you're growing.
She and Monarch.
They don't have last names, Aileen.
You're right.
Okay, so
yeah.
She believes that if you're growing, you're changing, you're growing, as Kristen Wiig believes that you're not, right?
Do we say the same?
Right. You believe that if you're growing, you're changing.
Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe it. You can't do something forever. And even like in our roles in like running this business,
like
we haven't stayed in our roles, the same roles all this time either. Like there was a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, and that's like part of evolving. And I'm excited about that. But again, for those who are speculating, ooh, something's up. No, I'm sorry. Nothing. Just, you know.
Just life.
Forward. Moving forward, just
living
life.
And letting Avi.
Live and let Avi. We should make sure.
We should for his birthday.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has 2 powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Should we read a listener DST win?
Let's do it.
Hey, DST. I wrote in last year when I was pregnant with my twins and Sammy called me a well-adjusted betch. I'm still proud of that title, LOL. That's a good one, Sammy.
You put that on a shirt.
At the time, I was pregnant with twins while my husband was deployed. I've since given birth and my hubby is once again deployed, so I'm solo parenting them for the next few months. Holy shit. Top Gun, Tom Cruise's jorts, and Miles Teller's abs make marrying a pilot look all sexy, but in reality, it can look like solo parenting twins in the first year of their life and doing a lot on your own. Insert melting emoji. As I'm approaching the one-year mark of becoming a mom, there seems to be this expectation that I should no longer look like I just had twins. Here's a roundup of the oh-so-wonderful things my family has said to me recently. Figured this would be some excellent DST content. And also, she shares the actual win after I share these, but okay, ready? There's a list of seven. One, so are you watching what you eat? And do you have plans for a diet yet? You know, used to have such a beautiful figure at one point. Jesus Christ. Two, you're thinking about another kid? Are you even back to your pre-pregnancy weight? Oh my God. Three, you're going to have to start watching. You're still wider since the babies. This seems like a
horrible.
Like a torture family. Like, are they torture? Do they torture?
Like, also, like, do they think you don't get wider when you have, oh my God, like how can you unwide yourself?
You just have two babies.
Your pelvis has moved like tectonic plates. Like, it's like, okay, you can't put it back.
Well, it comes back, but.
But you can't force it to.
You just had the baby. Okay. Four. You look like you're losing weight. I still can't believe how big you got. Holy fuck.
These people are wild.
Fucking crazy.
Where do you live?
We're laughing because of shock.
That nervous.
It's shock. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Five. I lost weight breastfeeding. Maybe if you breastfed longer, you'd look thinner.
Wow, that's six. A double whammy.
Yeah.
It's the breastfeeding gall. Shaming and fat shaming. Or weight shaming. Six. Body shaming, whatever.
Are you sure you don't still have... I can't even read this one. Are you sure you still don't have one in there?
What the... Who are these people?
This isn't real. You need to disown them.
I don't think she's lying. I called her a well-adjusted bitch.
Obviously. Seven. The babies look like they're going to be tall. Hopefully they take after your husband's side and don't have to struggle like you. Oh, that was all
I thought
them.
She used to have a beautiful figure. What are they talking about?
Well, yeah. I think struggled like she struggles. First of all, these are insane. But why don't we read the win first? Let's read the win.
Okay, fine. Cool down.
So she goes, let's cool down the temp. She continues, I could go on and on about the comments and aggressive things my family has done to me this past year. For example, when we first brought the babies home, my mom made my husband and I dinner, and my plate didn't come with garlic bread because she assumed I was watching my figure 5 days after giving birth. My husband gave me his bread and we laughed about it. So generous, husband. I'm so thankful for having discovered DST and sharing it with my closest friends and even my husband. It's helped guide me through a lot of healing and has opened the door for discussing these kinds of comments and laughing about them versus immediately resorting to starving myself and hating my body. I've learned to open up about these comments and not just bury them in my mind because I'm so embarrassed. I've never been more confident as a new mom, and I wish I could go back and tell my younger self how much she'll genuinely love her body and how happy she'll be as a mama. It's really fucking hard doing this alone right now, but I'm very thankful to have the strong mind I have today. XOXO, still a well-adjusted bitch.
Wow.
Well, she is a well. It clearly, good she for earns her. The title. She really earned that title because this sounds like a horror. This sounds like an actual horror movie.
It sounds like the Get Out of diet culture.
Yes.
You
that's
know,
exactly what I was thinking.
That would be such a good movie. Should we do it? Anyway, yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like just like the people are
the comments.
Oh my God,
are
like
wild.
It is
because they're not even subtle. Like they're
no. That's what I'm saying. Like the gall on these people just to say you'd look thinner. Like
you have to wonder, like you know, what is the culture? Because she doesn't say where she's from. Like how you know? Because honestly, like none of this is that far afield from like Bama Rush sentiment. You know,
right?
When you think about it, so. I'm not, you know, it depends, but good for well-adjusted bitch for you not letting these things get to you and for you to be able to see them clearly. That is really, really incredible. And honestly, all the power to you.
All the power. You see, I don't know. I'm trying to think how I would react if like any of these were said to me because, you know, because I'm obviously not at any type of the bounce back is not a reality for me. So like, I just can't, I can relate, but except with the exception of the twins and solo parenting, which is another thing on its own. For me, it's almost like she has like too much on her plate. She can't even like, doesn't have like the headspace to entertain these fucking crazy thoughts. I just like, on top of all of that, I can't imagine like having the brain space to feel bad about how you look, right? Like when you're just trying to make it through and survive and take care of two newborns by yourself. I cannot.
There are no words for that.
There are no words.
I mean, the whole thing, there are no words. It is possible. I mean, I understand. You know what? Good. Good if her priorities are thinking about her twins and her family and not her reflection in the mirror and what her family thinks of them. Because, I mean, I imagine if she is in a culture like that, that it's really probably reinforced way more than just within her own family.
Way more. Right.
Especially doing this alone. But there are nowhere. I don't even know how I would react. I would either probably just be like so in shock at the moment that I would not say anything in the moment. And then later on, I would make it my mission to make sure that there is some sort of like,
right,
you know, that this does not just go untouched. But in the moment, if I could come up with a comeback, I would say one, depending on who the person is and how comfortable I feel saying something like really rude to them.
But I just feel like even saying something back to the somebody who would say something like this, it would never get through their heads. You would be the crazy one. Like, it wouldn't be possible.
No, it would just be like, it wouldn't be like a rational argument. It would be just like,
right,
a
that's
quip.
What I mean. I would want to be like, do you like, for somebody, the person that goes, are you sure you don't still have one in there? I'd be like, you feel comfortable talking to me like that? Like comfortable talking about my body like that? That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you feel like you have the audacity to say but the thing is that obviously in this relationship, everybody feels comfortable talking about each other's bodies.
That's true.
So like to say I don't is like foreign.
Right. I don't know. I think it really depends on like the person and like who they are and what their deal is. What I would weaponize back against them.
Right. Yeah. You gotta go back about that. Like, have you looked at yourself? No, you can't. But
no,
you can't,
I wouldn't
like,
say something like that. It would just be more like,
I would just fuck you is my, yeah, be my fuck
yeah,
off.
Kind of. Yeah. Like that kind of vibe.
Fuck off.
Right, exactly.
Are you sure you haven't fucked off yet?
Yeah, like that kind of thing. It depends. It depends.
Yeah.
On the person.
She's not asking for advice, though, because she's clearly well-adjusted and doesn't need to – these aren't – like she's saying that these aren't really hitting her. I feel also bad that like her husband is not there to, yeah, as like – who's obviously very much on her side and sees the ludicrous like around. That she's not – he's not there to sort of support her in that, which
– yeah.
Which I guess maybe is helping her reinforce her own beliefs.
Right. No, she seems like – she seems great. Love her.
Yeah. Love her.
Awkward. The way her family is not cool.
Not cool. Family not cool.
Yeah.
I would keep them away.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do a Dear DST. And the funny thing is about this Dear DST is like coincidentally, we had no idea that one of our previous episode wrote in. It was a complete coincidence.
Literally so wild.
So random. It's so great. What good timing. Okay.
I know. She read our mind.
Hey, Aileen and Sammy. It's your favorite broken neck flight attendant. So my wedding is 30 days away and my body is ... not where I'd imagined it would be. Since I was a guest on your show 3 years ago, I've gained like 75% of the weight I lost back. Oh, how naive I was. I listen back to my listener episode and think, damn, I really was a know-it-all. But in reality, I was just riding high off a weight loss and the fact that I survived a traumatic car accident. I can't believe she listened back to that episode. I couldn't – if I were never. A guest, I don't listen to any time I'm a guest on Sony's episode.
I have, but like never a long time after because it – like the farther away you get from it.
Yeah, but like, it is a good – it's a nice way to reflect.
Yeah.
So she continues, I've been working through this with my therapist and I wonder if you've ever felt the same. I look at myself in the mirror and feel myself in my clothes and I feel fine, great even. I don't think twice about my body 95% of the time, but then I see the pictures. I'll see pictures of myself and like I don't even recognize who I'm looking at. I don't like how my body looks in pictures. Most people will say that when they were skinny, they looked at themselves in pictures and in that moment they say they still didn't like the way they looked, but not me. When I was skinny, I would feel so confident because I knew my body was going to look good in any picture I'm in. Now that I've gained a lot of weight back, I don't feel like that anymore. I'm so, so nervous for my wedding pictures because I'm afraid I'll hate the way I look in them. When I look at myself in my wedding dress in the mirror, I feel beautiful and feel confident. But then my mom takes a picture of me and I'm like, ew, who is that? I wish I could say this was a photographer error, but even in my engagement pictures with a professional photographer, I didn't like how my body looked, even though I felt great that day. But then I think, do I want to be the skinniest on my wedding day? Wouldn't it all be downhill from there if I was? So many of our moms look back at their wedding days in awe because of how skinny they were. And a lot of them are sad because they know they could never recreate that. True, true, true. I'm just so afraid that I'm paying all this money for a photographer and I'll just end up hating how I look in the pictures. Do you have any advice for me? What would you say to yourself in this situation? Thanks, Betch Nervous for Wedding Pics. Oh my God, relatable, yeah. Hardcore. Yeah.
Relatable hardcore for a few reasons. One is how she talks about how she like sees herself in the mirror and in clothes and she's like loves it. And then you see yourself in pictures mm-hmm. and you're like, I feel that way about myself. Yeah. Totally. Which it's again, like a distortion. Speaks to like the pictures of it all. Like I feel happy with how I look and how my clothes fit and that I can fit into clothes like that I can buy from most brands. Like I'm very grateful for that. And if you can't, I don't think you should blame yourself. That you should blame the market. But I completely empathize with that. I also empathize with like not being the skinniest ever on your wedding day and then feeling like a little bit ill at ease, if you will, with the photos in the immediate aftermath. But I think honestly, like in time, the way I felt about the photos became so much less centered on myself, like my figure in them and more about the photos as like a whole. So it is very possible, even likely that you will feel that way when you see yourself at certain angles at your wedding and you're like, ugh, I wish this photo was better because it whatever. But if you give yourself time and distance from it the same way that women will look back and feel like, oh, why can't I recreate that thinness? You will have the blessing of looking back, I think, and seeing and not seeing weight eventually because you'll just see like yourself for who you sort of are in the ever-evolving body that you have lived in. I would assume that over time you're going to like feel more, you know, as you get married and as you maybe have a child – your relationship with your body will change and how you look at those photos change. So I guess the best thing I could say is like, don't assume that you're going to feel in the future how you feel today.
Or like how you think you're going to feel right after the photos.
Yeah.
The thing, yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And I also like that she calls out something that many people don't say, which is like a lot of people are always like, yeah, and then I look back and I at my thinnest and I was just and I was truly unhappy inside. She's saying like, no, I was happy.
Oh, you know, totally.
Like, you know, and that's actually like very a nuanced call out, which I like kind of, I think about that a lot, actually. Like I truly, that goes through mine and I'm like, I don't think I was unhappy when I was in terms of like during the wedding loss. It was more so it just all felt like a rush. You know what I mean? Yes. It didn't feel
well,
like
that's
I was
why it's unsustainable. Completely.
Right. And the part that where I was Ms. was that when I was like gaining some back, but in the relatively, I was still way smaller than I am like now. And I remember yes. being Ms. then because I couldn't fit in the smallest clothes, but still in the relative like timeline, that's yeah. the point where I wasn't feeling well. But in terms of like the pictures, I think like a question to ask, because I totally understand, is like you feel good when you look in the mirror, you feel good in the clothes that fit. Okay, you've accepted this sizes that you're putting on, like you've done all that. But then when you look at the last missing piece, it's just like in the acceptance world is like the photos. I think maybe it's because when you're looking at these photos, maybe subconsciously you're seeing them through somebody else's eyes. Like someone else is seeing them. Like whether they're going to be on Instagram, you're comparing them to somebody else's pictures, are these worthy to be posted? Are they worthy to be in a magazine? Like who am I? What do these pictures say about me to other people? I think like even a picture that is, that's what's helped me kind of get over like, or like to truly accept the phrase, it's just a picture. Mm-hmm. Because like, It is just, even if you're paying money for these, like the pictures I took with my daughter's first birthday, like I'm like still a similar size to was after like during this year. And I was like, I'm still going to get these professional photographer because I want to have these memories. And I know also a year, 2 years from now, I'm going to have these memories and they're going to be nice pictures. And I'm going to find an outfit that I will feel comfortable in that maybe is a little bit is that I feel like flattering for me, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Like I'm not going to pick at. Right. And then when I got those pictures, I was like ready to be like trying to pick at myself. Like again, these are just pictures. They're nice memories. How cute. These are about your daughter. And nice. Okay. The end. They're just pictures. Frame them. How about that?
Right.
I'm like, that was it. So it's like, because it's so easy to get into the mindset. I'm like, oh my God, these need to be perfect. And perfect means thin. And they need to be on Instagram and for all the world to see how perfect everything is. But like everyone knows now, the jig is up. Perfect doesn't exist. And it's about how you see yourself.
Also, like you're going to get way more wedding photos than you're ever going to really look at again. Like you're going to frame a few, you're going to save a few, you're going to post a few, probably your favorite ones where you look the best. And to your point about like looking at photos through the lens of like the public.
Or like your harshest critic.
Yes.
Or like yourself, like the person in your voice who is the critic, like through that lens.
Yes. So yesterday when I was posting my mom's birthday carousel, because she loves a birthday carousel. She really does. Like people are like, oh, your mom's not even gonna see it. Like, no, my mom sees it. She wants it. She wants this public proclamation of love. I was looking through like old pictures, and I was markedly thinner in like 2015 to 2018, 2019, 2020 even. So, and I'm looking through, I'm like, oh, I could post this one, but I'm like, I don't really want to like point out my own weight fluctuation in this post for public mm-hmm. consumption. Like that's not what this is about. Mm-hmm. And it's like impossible to not notice. Like, so I'm like, I don't want to make this. In my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to make this like that. I don't want to make that a point that comes out of it.
Right.
And I don't know. Sometimes it's sort of just hard to to avoid, because you even see it when you look at yourself. But I would say thinking about your wedding photos, to lean into the memory part of it. You're going to get photos that you love, whether it's because of your expression, whether it's because of the angle, whether it's because of whatever, just the artistry of the photo. And you don't need to love all like 300 photos that come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's true. You just like pick a few and those become like the pics. But even like, because she says she doesn't even like the engagement pics. And I would like, again, just remind yourself that this is like a moment in time. Like this is your opinion right now. And it might not last forever. You might change. Like things just are relative. And like one day, like you'll look back and like, oh, I'm so happy in these pics. Like, wow, how fun is that? Like, oh, so young.
Yeah, like, so you're young. Not gonna,
you're like, I can't, and then you'll be like, I can't believe I cared so much about how I looked in this. So like, again, like it's gonna, you just like give yourself like the benefit of the doubt. Give your future self the benefit of the doubt is what I would say. And
that's a great, love that. Give your future self the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, because she's going to be nice to your past self. She's going to be nice. She's going to say, oh, like, wow, what a great day. Like,
yes,
I was... I promise you, she'll be really nice. And you're right about the mom thing. Like our mom generation reminiscing on a time when they were skinniest. Like we're trying really hard not to be like that. So just lean into that and have an amazing wedding.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. This is such a good feeling to look in the mirror and say, wow, this dress is beautiful. And just live in that present. It's almost like you're not even aware of like the photos, the cameras and that during the day, right? Like except for like the posed shots, like when you're walking around.
I don't really remember, but you're just buzzing. Yeah, you are definitely buzzing. But to one point, just one more point that you had about remembering back on when you were skinnier and you feel like you were happier. I think that it is really easy because I know exactly what you're talking about, but what I'm remembering is like the rush of looking in the mirror. And like seeing that I was thinner than I was, or like the rush of a size fitting that you could never have fit into before. But what I'm not thinking about is how much I would torture myself every night, how much I would torture myself every, you know, middle of the day, getting through like the 3 to 5 p.m. hour, trying to consume as little as possible, how much I would like, basically like berate myself if I didn't work out enough times.
And like more and more body checking, more and more and more body checking.
And like the good that you felt was like the validation, like the, oh my God, you look so skinny, seeing a photo and it's like, oh, that angle. Like, you know, I think maybe trying to like honestly assess on the whole how you felt at that time, not just the moments when you saw yourself as what was acceptable or like encouraged or like smaller.
Right. She was also saying though, like it was like she wasn't afraid of taking pictures.
Yeah. It's much easier to take. I understand. Totally. Like it's annoying to take pictures and feel like I don't know how to pose. Like whereas when you're thinner, you feel like you can pose anyway and it looks cute.
Right. And also you're looking at those pictures again, potentially through the eyes of somebody else saying like, or again, your harshest critic saying this is acceptable.
Accurate.
And like, and now you're looking and saying this is not acceptable. I remember what acceptable used to look like. And so this is not so just tell that person, that critic to fuck off kindly, like our DST wins family. Yes. And you are acceptable. The way that you look in photos right now is acceptable. And your wedding is a moment in time. And enjoy that moment in time, in the moment that it is happening.
You are enough.
You are enough. Well, thank you for writing in for our last Dear DST episode together.
such a weird thing. We must have been on the same wavelength.
Same wavelength. And guys, if you want more of conversations of me and Sammy, subscribe to Back for Seconds. And that is it. This is really it for today's episode of DST Thursday. And you can follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can follow me at Aileen. You can follow Sammy at Sammy. And I'll be back to introduce our new hosts. But for the last time, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.